It honestly felt like I got drafted again with the text that I got saying congratulations. And I was kind of thrown off at the start. I'm not going to lie.
Welcome back to the Compound Podcast presented by Parse Rum. This is, I've lost count of the episode.
28, wake it up.
28, here we go. This is a late recording. We got a lot to talk about since we last recorded. It feels like 6 months. Zach has been traded. He is now a Tiger. I broke my eyeball. And Dakota's still hanging out. So a lot going on.
Dakota's still wearing his Blu-ray vision glasses.
I got a haircut last week. That's what's new with me.
Oh my God. Who cut your hair?
Well,
don't say it. Don't do it. Don't.
I went home on the off day. So I got my hair cut there.
Oh, nice.
I wore my mask. I was very cautious. They checked my temperature at the door.
I thought you were going to the place that starts with an S.
Sports Clips?
Yeah.
No, I went to Jude's Barbershop. It's a real...
No free ads for either of those.
Did you say presented by Parse Rum, by the way?
I did. This episode is presented by Parse Rum, as always. Did you guys get any new shipments of Parse?
Not yet.
They're on the way. I said last week we'd be drinking Parse and wearing our cut shirts during this episode, but we're not drinking Parse.
But we know that mine won't be here on time anyway, so it's fine.
That's the best part of the game.
Correct.
We also know Ian makes empty promises, so we
didn't. That is also correct.
Also correct. That's my favorite thing to do is promise you guys things and not deliver.
It's happened to me a couple times, I'll be honest with you.
Dakota, I would like to remind people that every time you get a bottle of Parse rum, you are then saving the trees because a tree is planted every time you buy a bottle of rum. Just saving the planet one bottle of rum at a time.
That is true.
Zach, tell us about getting traded. Come on. Tell us.
What a day that was. It happened. I got called about 5 minutes after the deadline, too. I was golfing. Weird. And right before I left to golf, I looked at my headphones and I was like, am I going to need these today? Like, it was a trade deadline day. And I was like, might as well bring it. Just so you're going to have a conversation with anybody. If you're going to call your agent, see what's going on. And thank God I did, because I played the last five holes with my headphones on, talking to representatives from the Tigers, my family, and that was a very bittersweet day, to say the least.
But getting traded, I mean, anytime, but like, especially when you're in the minor leagues and you get traded, it's a huge compliment. Like, it's a very big, people don't text you and say like, hey, sorry, bro. People text you and like, hey, congrats. That's awesome.
It honestly felt like I got drafted again with the text that I got saying congratulations. And I was kind of thrown off at the start. I'm not going to lie.
I'll tell you what, I didn't text you congrats.
No, you didn't.
You're just not a good friend. I was broken up about it.
I was terrible. Very sad.
It was a sad day for me.
I think the toughest part is you're going to be finding a road roommate, Dakota.
I'll never replace you. I just won't have a roommate on the road ever again.
You know what we can do? You can buy the extra room on the road and we'll just split it. I'm fine with that.
What are you going to do on the road though for you? You'll be in the show, so it won't matter. You'll get your own anyway.
Yeah, we'll see.
Zach, how is being at the alternate site and actually playing baseball again?
I can't tell you how much fun but sore I was that next day. Like, I mean, I was working out and stuff at home doing all my baseball stuff, but being on the field for 2.5-3 hours, it literally felt like I played a quadruple header the next day.
Standing in cleats is different.
Oh yeah, my toes were feeling it, my knees were feeling it, but it's also weird. Obviously you guys have talked about the protocols before and I knew what to expect going in, but I'm still not getting used to wearing a mask in the dugout or in the locker room.
Literally everywhere.
Yeah, they changed the protocol. So now you're supposed to have it, like, unless you're literally on the field playing baseball, you're supposed to always have it on.
Yeah.
Literally everywhere.
And again, back to like what I said about it felt like me getting drafted. It felt like I literally got drafted again going into a different locker room, not knowing, I knew one person. It was my friend from school. And other than that, I knew nobody.
do they all hate you?
Oh, yeah.
Like, oh, look at this guy coming to try to take our job. Thinks he's good.
Maybe this guy with the Cubs bag.
Like, oh, just kidding. This guy stinks.
See, that's just not nice.
Coming in with the Cubs bag. Hey, you know, Zach probably shed a tear the other day. The first mistake he's made.
Oh, man, this is tough.
He was texting our group text, and I forget what we were talking about. We were talking about something with the Cubs. He goes, something like, when did he sign with us or something like that? And I go, and he instantly sends back like, oh, my gosh, it's not us anymore. Like, because he's no longer part of us. I was like.
With a crying emoji.
Yeah, now it's hitting you.
Yeah.
Have you been asked about the Cubs organization?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, they're, you know, everybody's like, what's it like over there? You know, the best part, there was a few guys who were like, hey, is Theo real? Is he like a real person? Or is he just like this made up folktale guy? It's like, he's so like, he's on like a pedestal. They're like, oh man, like, did you talk to Theo over there? And I thought I was like,
you say, yeah, no big deal. He texted me.
Yeah. Like, yeah, I've had a few conversations with them. Like, why? And they're like, oh man, that's so cool. I'm like, yeah, but. Yeah, I never really thought about it like that before. Yeah,
and you said, yeah, like, I got his number. Do you want it? Like, it's not a big deal. That's my guy.
One of the things that Post always says about, like, being in Texas or in other organizations, he was like, when he went from the Cubs to Texas, everybody was asking about how the Cubs did it. Like, what do the Cubs do? Like, what does it look like over there? How are things run? And, you know, every organization does it with whoever is playing well. Like, people of the last couple of years with the Dodgers and the Astros have obviously asked, like, how are they doing this? What are they doing? But I always find that interesting for guys that go to other organizations.
Yeah. It's just crazy. Like, just the superstars that the Cubs have on the field every game. And it's just, you know, they're like, oh, like, you talk with him, like, blah, blah, blah. I was like, yeah, you know, I've gotten to pretty close with some of those guys, and it was cool, you know. And now fucking Hap's name is all over the TVs in the locker room, and it's just like, yeah, you know, it's my co-host.
No knock on the Cubs players, but I mean, if you're on the Tigers, like, you have Miguel Cabrera.
He's literally one of
the right-handed hitter,
top 5-10 hitters of all time.
Yeah,
he's so good.
He's so good, and that's what literally everybody says. They're just like, he can do whatever he wants and he's gonna get two hits,
especially in that ballpark, what he's done, it's silly.
So, like what we've said before about having huge outfields, do you think that's helped him? Or do you think he's gotten, or it's kind of just evened out where it's like, okay, that's a hit, but then that double you just hit should have been a home run?
But Miggy grew up, I think, hitting the ball the opposite way. But I think when you get to that ballpark, like, anything to the middle of the field, anything in the air to the center field is an out. So I'm sure... Oh, yeah. Right. It forced him to hit the ball lower, forced him to hit the ball, you know, really drive the ball to right field because there's, you know, you can get it out over there. But I mean, to put up the power numbers that he's put up in that ballpark, I actually, Post was telling us when we were there, the year that he won the Triple Crown, he made the most outs, either like over 400 feet or the most outs that were supposed to be homers at that year. And he still won the Triple Crown. He still won it.
How frustrated do you think he got in that year, even though he won the Triple Crown? But like, how many flyouts do you think that he's had where he's just coming back and just like, all right, what am I supposed to do?
I mean, the ball that Riz hit when we were there in the ninth inning, I think, was 424 feet. That's how far it was supposed to go. And the guy caught it at the wall at 420.
That's what I didn't get. I don't understand that. Is that with like wind?
Yeah, a little bit of wind blowing in, or like if it's too humid, I don't know. But it was, the projected distance was 424. It was the longest out recorded since 2017. All these metrics, but it just, what a hilarious ballpark that is.
A couple extra push-ups, that ball's gone.
Yeah, I've heard the batter's eye there is A++++ though.
Yeah, you see it well. But if you play corner outfield, the lights are, you can't see anything.
I don't anticipate having to worry about that.
I mean, everything in Michigan is A++, so what'd you expect?
Pure Michigan.
Correct. Ian, how's your eye?
It's feeling better. It's feeling better. So I, you know, foul the ball off, watch it come up, spin into my eyeball. Lace got a piece of my cornea, so he had a little scratch on the cornea. I was like, oh my God. Oh my God, I'm dead. And then I was trying to blink it out and like looking at the outfield wall and trying, I was like, if I go back in the batter's box, like there's no chance. So I had, you know, swat up a little bit and I had to get x-rays done, had to get it looked at by the docs, and flew home next day, saw the doctor in Chicago, the eye doctor. They like dilated me and looked at everything. Oh boy.
So, oh my God. It's literally the worst thing in the world.
Oh, terrible. And there's little lights in your eyes are doing these things. But you know, they gave me a bunch of different eye drops to use and, still blurry all that night. And then yesterday I woke up and was like, all right, I can play today. But
and then you hit two homers.
Yep. Then I did that. But it's eyes are scary. Eyeballs are scary. And just a little bit of eye discomfort and you're questioning correct your entire life.
We do that. The eye test every year in spring training and they have to like blow the puff of air in your eye and it gets like right up on it. I can't do it. I like freak out every time. And the lady's literally like holding my eye open and I freak out. So I'm telling you right now, if I had to do what you probably had to do, I'd literally be like, hey, it's fine. Like, we'll wait it out. It'll be okay in a couple of days. Like, it's okay. Don't touch my eyeballs.
Do you have contacts, Dakota?
No, I literally wouldn't be able to. If I had to wear glasses, I would only wear glasses. I wouldn't be able to put contacts on.
He just wears those fake glasses that he's wearing right now.
Blue light glasses? You can't say I don't look good in them. That's the problem.
Shut up.
That's the problem. The thing is, you comment on it so much, I think you're just jealous. That's fine, because I know you miss me, and you're still sad. I'm a little broken up still.
Wait, so Ian, you mentioned this before. Can we talk about the real hero of your injury, though? Cameron Maybin,
the guy you got traded for.
Yes.
First of all, Cameron Maybin is an exceptional human. He is awesome. I'm sad that you're gone, but yeah, Ian, getting Cam in return, he's a wonderful person.
We were going to comment on your tweet that you had too. You quote tweeted a video about Cameron Maybin. You're like, oh, Cubby's got a good one here. And you're just like,
basically just rubbing Zach's name.
Holy shit.
Cam is a good person. Are you upset that I'm just highlighting the fact that Cam's a good person?
No, I'm not. But it's stored up here. Don't worry.
Yeah. But the real hero was because the way that it works, if you come out of an at-bat with two strikes, if that guy were to punch out, if he strikes out, it goes to the person that came out. So it would have gone to me. Cam put the ball in play. Unfortunately, he got out. But I was putting all of my energy into him getting hits. 2 days ago when he started in center, he went 2 for 4. So I felt like, I gave him some good juju and made up for making him come into the game and take my 2-strike at bat.
Did you give him a bottle of parsley rum for not striking out?
You know what? That's a great idea. I should give him a bottle of parsley rum. I should probably give him a cut shirt.
That's what I said. I said that.
No, I just came
up. You shut up.
On record, my idea. You're welcome,
Ian. Oh my God.
Did you say that? Did you say that on our text chain?
Yes. I was like, wow, that's a bottle of parsley rum if I've ever seen one. And I just got crickets.
I was pretty out of it. But that's a great idea. I'm actually going to, I think he's a tequila guy. But you know, maybe he'll try parsley. Who says no?
You can say it's from Zach, the guy that you just got traded for.
He's gonna say who? I haven't heard of him.
I did, but you know what? He a cut shirt too. We'll try both. Who says no?
I don't see why.
He's the perfect fit for a cut shirt.
Oh yeah.
I'll tell you one thing. This is a South Bend update. If Braylon Marquez isn't in the big leagues it could be the end by the end of this year. The guy is disgusting.
Throwing 100 from the left side?
Yes. The hitters come in and they're just like, you just basically have to go up there and try to get like one good pitch. Like they all try to jump on like the first pitch because the later you get in the account. Oh my gosh. In the account.
What's his routing number?
I mean, he throws 100 and he has a disgusting changeup and a good slider to go with it. I mean, he is as good as advertised.
Friend of the pod, Scott Efros, said that when he was in Myrtle, he was like, he had the most dominating start he's ever seen sitting at 100 the whole game.
I mean, no knock on high hitters, but I couldn't imagine them having a chance.
No. Right.
because we got like big league guys here that are, he's making them look silly.
100 from the left side is.
And he has, and he's not like erratic either. He's not like one of those guys that it's like max effort 100 either. It's like smooth and he knows where it's going. And
wasn't he a starter?
20 years old.
Yeah. Is he still a starter?
They have him leaving now here. I don't know. Like, who knows? Maybe you, maybe Duda Cho.
Oh, this is what I had in the dugout today. Posts said, who has the best is that so take? Like when you take a pitch that you know is a ball and the umpire calls it a strike and is that so? He said Kipnis, because every time Kipnis just a little head nod, a little, are you sure? That's so.
I imagine that's what goes through Zach's head when he gets he doesn't like and he puts his hand on his hip. He literally just gives like the hand on the hip and just kind of like stares straight ahead. He doesn't even look at the umpire. He just hand on the hip, stares straight ahead. And he's probably thinking, is that so?
Is that so? You got some spike? If I ever get to the big leagues and I know the camera's on me and I get a questionable call, I'm literally just going to look at the camera and say, is that so?
I'm going to go ahead and say you will not think to do that in the heat of the moment, but I like where your head's at.
Yes, I will.
Yeah,
that's how much. That's how much I have the Compound Podcast invested in my blood.
No, really, I believe you.
Injected in my blood, not invested. Injected.
Invested in your blood. We got.
We're struggling to talk
invested
today.
Invested right in there. Do you guys have an "Is that so?" or "Who says no?" moment of the week? I do. I do want to give a shout out to Steven Souza because. Oh, awesome. Wonderful teammate, wonderful person, great personality in the clubhouse. He will be very, very missed by all of the guys in that locker room. So never seen anything like that. That was definitely an "is that so" moment and a sad moment for the team. So I'm really going to miss him. But any other who says no?
No, speaking of Souza, though, Nico, I talked to him probably a week and a half ago, maybe when Souza was rehabbing, and he was like, honestly, bro, like his presence in the clubhouse is so missed right now. And I was kind of caught off guard. I was like, wow, I didn't really see him as that kind of guy. And he was like, bro, he is literally one of the best teammates ever. And I've just met him.
When he was rehabbing and didn't come on the road with us, it was like, where's Souza? Because even his just walking around the clubhouse, like he had these blinking glasses and would go hit these little balls. He would like jump into the tubs and like swim a lap in the pool, like little things like that. Just such a good presence. And I'm sure you guys saw that video on Twitter of him with Kipnis over the fence.
Unbelievable.
Just that
and
kind of
Schwarber thing. And what's his face? Schwarber and Riz trying to do it today.
Yeah. And
that's a lot of man trying to do it right.
Souza was the one that started singing Riz's walkout song on the road in the dugout.
Just getting the dugout going and on the road.
Yeah, he was so good at that. He's seriously one of like favorite morale teammates, just same guy every day. I'm a huge Souza fan.
You said that to me. You told me that when he was down here rehabbing, how much you liked him and how much you missed having him like in the dugout and all that. So
yeah, the best part was they were packing up some of his stuff today, and he's got like two different little pitching machines, and like he's got so many little gadgets. He's the king of gadgets. Do you have any other "Who says no? Is that so?" "Who says no? Is that so?" moment of the week?
LeBron James is the best basketball player to ever play the game. Who says no?
Do you think LeBron James wears Cuts clothing? Because a lot of basketball players do.
He honestly might, but he might be. I mean, he literally owns Nike, so.
Good point. Maybe a conflict of interest there.
Yeah, just a tad.
Do you think that people are using the Cuts clothing / compound code to get?
I looked at my story the one time I put it up this week or last week, and I got a bunch of clicks on the link. So
maybe there's a lot of people going.
Right.
It's cutsclothing.com/ compound, and then I'll take you immediately to the 15% off, or you can put in the code at checkout compound. And you get 15% off, which I think is pretty cool with our first, compound code. But I wore my cut shirts. I got them this week right after you guys got them. And I wore them every day on the road trip. They are wonderful. And the large does fit me.
Aha. I was waiting to hear something, but Again, my mic might just be broke.
Excuse me?
The fact that you tried to like hide it, that they fit you and like not say anything after being so worried about it is kind of fishy.
Not worried, more so rude.
I'm never rude.
He wasn't rude. He was just saying, well, because mine didn't fit, and he was just saying he really hoped his fit.
So I think it comes down to
Dakota. No reason to bring in my size into it.
Dakota has a tough fit. He needs custom clothing.
I'm just a large human. I told Ian that I needed tall sizes, and he goes, "What's that? What's XL tall? I've never heard of that." Well, yeah, Ian, you're not 6'7", so you probably haven't heard of it. Okay, you're nice 5'10". You don't need tall.
5'10" rude.
Since I'm gone, my goal for the rest of my career is finding a hat that fits Dakota, and I'm going to send it to him.
I mean, you won't. Like, I literally had
to
get hats, but I'm saying, like, you'll never see, like, a helmet. You'll never see a size 8 helmet. We literally had to custom order it for me the last 2 years for my 3 at-bats I had. There was no helmet that would fit me. PV, our AAA manager, was literally ripping pads out of helmets for me to be able to go hit just to strike out.
The size 8 dome is intimidating.
The best is, if you go to Dakota's Instagram, you see his... the picture of him at Myrtle. It's literally my favorite picture on all of Instagram.
I'm pretty sure they used it in one of the videos, didn't
they? Yes, they did. Yes.
I looked terrible, but I was like, this is just a good, clean, fun photo.
It's a great picture.
I think next week we're going to get back on the guest train. Schedule's been a little tough. Schedule's been a little tight. The COVID season, we're getting through it.
I think we got to plan it out a little bit earlier in the week before when it's Friday and we're like, oh, shit.
Yep, that would be advice. We're gonna have a guest on next week. I really want to do Suze actually. So without Suze, maybe Kipnis, maybe I don't know. Maybe our first repeat guest. I'm not really sure.
I thought we were gonna try to get Mabin on too.
Oh yeah, would love to have Cam on. So next week you can look for a guest
because you clearly like Mabin more than Zach. So of course you want him on.
Yeah, good I'm sure point. He's not good thing. Point. Send him my microphone.
How would you feel going to bed tonight if you're Dustin Johnson and you're up by 4 strokes? Tomorrow you just have to play. Realistically, he shoots 2 under, he's winning $15 million tomorrow.
I feel pretty good winning the Tour Championship and the FedEx Cup before even playing the last 2 majors of the year. Yeah, I'd feel pretty good.
Well, did you know that those 2 majors actually are for the 2021 season?
I did, yep.
Are you like shit in your pants if you're him, or are you just like whatever? Like,
you treat it as any other, like he was up the last 2 weeks.
DJ's had a very sneaky career.
Yes.
Oh, no, I wouldn't even say it's sneaky. Like every time they talk about him, they're like, he's a surefire Hall of Famer. Like,
yeah, but everybody talks about Spieth. Everybody talks about Rory. Everybody talks about Rom or JT. Yeah. Like,
I don't think people really talk about Spieth that much anymore because he struggled the last couple of years. And I think JT and Rom are younger than DJ and like more. I was young, like not that DJ's old, but he's like he's probably like 3/4 of the way through his career. He's what, like mid-30s? Like
if you were to see his oh my God,
his what?
His accolades. If you were to see his accolades. If you were to see how much he's won on paper, you would be very surprised. I saw it like last week and I was like, holy shit, I did not realize that he had this many accomplishments.
Well, I said it to Zach earlier, and I hope this episode goes out before the end of the tournament. I said JT's catching him tomorrow, and he's winning.
Ooh. JT's a dog. JT's coming behind. He's scary.
Did you see JT miss a tap-in today?
So, well, did you see his thumbs up yesterday?
He's great.
He's so funny.
He three-putted in the last one. He missed it. He was just like...
he lipped out and just gave the ball a thumbs up. He's like, yep. Okay.
The ball actually hit the bottom of the cup, though.
That's so
good. The thing is, JT, like I've watched all 3 days, he's struck the ball the best, and he's literally been the best player. He just can't putt. Like I shouldn't say can't putt, but like if he putted a little bit better, he'd be in first right now. Like,
yeah, just hasn't made everything. Why don't we tell the people our screen times before we go?
Ooh, 12:15. That stinks.
Oh, it's a new day. Dang it.
Shoot. Ooh, what does it say? 6 minutes? 22 seconds.
1 minute.
Come on. What's your actual screen time? Let's go.
2 seconds. I can't look back, Days. I don't know what you're talking about.
My screen time is 3 hours and 23 minutes.
I don't even know why you bother saying yours.
All right. It was 4:26.
Mine was 5:15.
Nice, Zach. Way to win. That'd be high screen time.
The thing is, miracle, mine's only 4:26 because I woke up this morning at 5 a.m. and couldn't fall back asleep. So I literally have just been up since 5 a.m.
We understand what you do. You play video games and you text. That's it.
That's your screen time.
Video games, never. I would never.
That is your screen time.
Well, you golf. That's your screen time.
No, I don't. I haven't golfed in a week.
That's episode.
Well, I'm miserable.
Stop bickering. That's episode 28 of the Compound Podcast. 28, right? Am I right?
Ian, can you just tell Zach you miss him on record and that you don't like Cameron?
No. I don't. I don't want it. I will not say
I don't like Cameron Maben because I do like Cameron Maben. But
no,
I will say
I didn't say that. I said that you don't like him more than Zach. You can like him.
No, I'm done. Cut. I'm leaving. Cut.
Zach, I do miss you a lot.
No, I have the receipts. Don't worry.
I'm really sad that you're going to be doing spring training in Florida.
Nope.
That's what I'm most sad about.
Don't worry. It's out there. It's on Twitter.
That's episode. Go get your Cuts shirts at the cutsclothing.com/compound. Promo code compound. 15% off.
Obvious shirts.
Oh, obvious shirts. Get those. Who says no? Is that so? That's episode 28 of the Compound Podcast presented by Parse Rum. Don't forget to go get your Parse at Binny's or online at parserum.com.
Like, subscribe, unsubscribe, resubscribe.
And then do it again.
Tag.
Definitely not coming to you live from the Compound.